Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Yeah, I did a survey thing and thought it was supposed to be like $2.95 for a standing mixer. Just supposed to pay shipping. And I just got a debit from my bank card that y'all charged $59.89 for something. What did I do wrong?
Can we get started by getting your zip code?
28205.
And they first and last hunt.
Mickey Buff.
And can you verify your address?
2200 Lanier Avenue, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28205.
And do you recall on April the 10th paying $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes for a vacuum, an iPad, or tablet?
No. This is the first sweepstakes I've done in forever. Because every time I seem to do one, it ends up being a hassle or some kind of other charge or some other crap.
So you don't recall making that purchase, man?
No.
Is there anyone else in the household could have possibly made that purchase?
No.
One moment.
Today is April 10th, so...
One moment. And we do take fraud very seriously, so what I can do for you is get you transferred over to our fraud department.
Okay, can you tell me what this charge is for? Why it went from $2.95 for the stand mixer to $59.89?
So you do recall making the charge, ma'am?
The $2.95 it was supposed to charge for a standing mixer. That was it. It never charged that.
You just stated that you didn't. I just asked you, did you recall making the charge? And you stated that you didn't recall making the charge.
You said for $1 or $2.
Yes, ma'am. And the charge
I told you earlier in the beginning.
$2.95 charge.
Yes, that was what the standing mixer come up and said. $2.95. And then when I got my bank thing, it said $59.89.
I got your account canceled and refunded. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
That's it.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.